Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Doc Talk is coming up next here. We got a great interview with Missy Deneau. She's a competitive bass angler in the kayak world. On top of that, she has dedicated a life to service, man. And she's a former first responder, current hospice nurse. To me, that's as much of a first responder as you can get. Let's go ahead and fire up the Doc Talk right now. What's happening, folks? Attention, this is a pre-recorded episode. It's me, Gene, with the TPO Doc Talk podcast, brought to you by none other than Battleborn Tackle. BattleBornTackle.com, at Battleborn Tackle, hashtag Battleborn Tackle. Go check them out, man. Small business, veteran-owned, good at prices as good as the big box stores, and free shipping in the lower 48. You can't beat it. On top of that, throw out there a 10% off discount code, TPO2024. Throw that in on your order. You're going to get an additional 10% off on any order that's $10 or more. TPO2024. Okay? O's and zeros different. Don't forget that. TPO2024. Hit that at Battleborn Tackle. All right. Hey, ma'am, we've got a cool deal set up here for you in this interview, this pre-recorded interview that you're currently watching now. We have, as you know, the TPO is dedicated to our nation's warfighters. That includes veterans, active military, first responders, former first responders, and their families. Well, in a very, very cool setup here, we have a former correction officer, current hospice nurse, who is in kayak fishing. And we wanted to highlight the why behind all that, right? So what was cool with Missy is that she is like super easy to talk to. We go down a couple rabbit holes here on a couple different topics, and it's so cool to see her insight on this. I'm looking forward to competing with her, seeing her out there on the trail, and then, of course, having her back on the show again to talk about some of the events that they have going on. Hope you really, really enjoy this episode or this interview coming up here. Remember, smash that subscribe button on YouTube. That's a big help for us. Likes and follows. Share this with your family and friends. Hey, man, if you got an idea for content you want us to put on the show, hit me up. Throw it in the comments and let me see. I'll look at every one of the comments for sure. So just punch that stuff in there. All right, sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and get this interview fired up. We are continuing on with our super cool interview series here, where we are highlighting our nation's warfighters here and getting to know. We have active military, veterans, first responders, and their families that are involved in kayak fishing on some level here, whether it be competition, whether it be recreation, doesn't matter. They've found a home with it, and that's what we want to highlight. Tonight, our guest is none other than Missy, and I'm going to try this last name, and she's going to beat me up if I get it wrong, but I'm going to say Deneau. But let's find out. Let's go ahead and bring Missy in here. Missy, hey, how did I do?
You did great. You did great.
Nice. I'm horrible with names. I am just like the pronunciation. If there's a wrong way to do it, I'll do it usually. So this is awesome.
Yeah, that's impressive. Right. Most people say it wrong. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Doc Talk, Missy.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're glad to have you on here. And, you know, like the intro said here, this is, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to show others out there that maybe have not had a chance to get into outdoor recreation, such as kayak fishing, trying to give different perspectives out there. Now, I'm going to be truthfully honest here with you, too. This was kind of a double whammy for me because there's another segment that I want to do, and it's going to be weird for a guy to do this. But I want to start bringing this up because I've got a unique, sometimes aggravating opinion on this topic. But looking for more female competitors out there, you know, the term lady angler, you're an angler for the love of God. And that's end of discussion.
Absolutely.
But it is a male dominated sport. You know, we know that. You know, but it's one of those things, like I said, I don't want to go too far down this track, but this is worth a chat. Here's my opinion on this and see if I can, you know, stick with me for a second and, you know, hang with me while I round it back in. I don't like when I see these series or these tournaments that are lady anglers, only female anglers, this and this and this. Now, I understand what their purpose is, right? But what I don't like about that is it somehow, to me, has some sort of connotation that, well, we're going to do our own thing because the guys, blah, blah. What? There is nothing about this sport that gives men or females any type of advantage, disadvantage. And so I personally say, screw that. Come get the money. Get in the big dance. Go get the money. Take it from Cletus over there. And I will be your biggest cheerleader when you do it. And
yeah,
so it's,
I
that's where I look at some of those going, cool. I do want to, you know, celebrate it. We need more. I personally think we need more diversity out there, you know, that goes through, but not at the sake of just diversity, right? I mean, I just want to see more gals, you know, engaging the outdoors and the ones that have that high competitive spirit. My wife, dude, I mean, anything she does, it's a competition. It's on, man. if she was into fishing like I am, I would not want to fish against her. I'll tell you that right now. What are your feelings, you know, on the whole topic of where it's at in our sport and where it's going?
Well, I'll tell you what, Gene, it's actually blown up with ladies in the sport. I mean, the last couple years have, you know, you see big names like Christine Fisher and some of the other gals out there just really doing it. And girl or guy, either way, she's out there, you know, putting numbers on the board and doing what she has to do. And she's a tough angler. You know, I really respect Christine.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, you know, you kind of have the new gals that are just fresh getting in. They don't necessarily want to jump in and start competing against the guys. They might feel intimidated by that. So, you know, we've kind of come along, and I've actually created an event coming up, actually two events coming up in our area that's going to focus on lady anglers that are getting into the tournament fishing series. And we're going to do a couple standalone events for these ladies and just really get an introduction for them, get them in, get them feel comfortable, you know, show them how to use the boards, et cetera. And then when they kind of build up a little bit, maybe then they want to jump in and fish with the guys. Who knows? But
nice.
Not really to put segregation on the sport because I don't believe in that, of course. But this is just kind of an avenue to get those gals in. And I've had so many girls reach out to me and say, hey, Missy, this is great. Thank you for getting me started. You know, so we're really, really looking forward to that. But in the grand scheme of it, no, I don't believe in segregating. The first kayak tournament I ever did, I was the only female and I took third place.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm great. I just mean it doesn't matter what gender you are. You know, it's just all about getting out there and doing your best, you know, and just being in the element.
You know, and as you just described something that kind of opened my mind a little bit too on this piece is that I'll say this, even because it's even as a new angler, I can go way back to when I first started in the boat side of things, when I was no longer a co-angler and I went in with my own boat for the first time, you know, with the FLW way back when. There was some intimidation factor, you know, you're rolling in there and there's a bunch of people that, you know, these some old salty dogs, and not for nothing, there's not a lot of warm, fuzzy, overly welcoming, you know, stuff going on there. Now, having said that, I find it way different in the kayak side. I think it's a little more welcoming because we don't our tournaments, even if it's Hobie and Bassmaster or All American or whatever, even at the, you know, those national levels, it's not so grindy, right? I mean, it's not, people aren't, you know, bent up, and if they are, they probably should not be doing what they're doing.
Right.
So absolutely. It's a little bit more welcoming, but it can be intimidating. So yeah, creating an environment to let them move at their pace. There's some value there. There's some big value.
There absolutely is. I mean, I've done some local tournaments with our club, IKA events, a SIAC event, and I actually did a Hobie Bass Open event last year down at Caddo Lake, and everybody was so welcoming. You know, it didn't matter what gender you were. Everyone was just kind of falling over themselves to help each other out, and that's how it is in the kayak community. I have never once met any gender bias from anyone. I've not been ill-treated by any other angler, male or female. So it's a really great community. And like you said, it seems like it's a little more friendly, I guess, a friendlier community and a more welcoming community than maybe the best side of it from what I've seen. You know, we don't have a lot of fist fights at the boat ramp when it comes to the kayak community, so, you know, but it's great. I absolutely love kayak fishing and everything about it. It's just been very welcoming.
Heck yeah. You know, and you mentioned a name there earlier, Christine Fisher. I'll say this, and I've been known to say some things that it can be a little bit choice here, but one of the things I love and respect so much about Christine is the fact that she's not once gone the route of social media garbage with her fishing. She could have. She could have easily. You know, one bikini shot and bang, it would have gone through the roof. I mean, because it's the truth. I mean, I don't understand it. At 51, I always try to at least understand. And I whatever, dude, if social media is that for you, okay. But the fact is, what she has done is used her merit and her fishing skill as an angler, and she's earned the right to be where she's at. Yeah. She's earned the accolades. And she's earned the respect, you know, flat out. And she does have a fantastic following. There's no doubt about it. She has a huge following out there.
Yeah,
I've always respected that for sure, that she's gone the right route. She did it right. She competed. She worked hard. And she's no excuses, man. When it doesn't go her way, she's same. You know, she's like, nah, today was this.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, she learns from it. It is what it is, and you learn what you did wrong or whatever the conditions might be, and you just go on. That's fishing, you know. It's just that's the way it is. But she's amazing. I did a podcast with her my first year of competitive fishing, and she was great. It just, you know, she gave a lot of good advice, and we talked about ladies kind of starting in fishing, and she had a lot of really good points about that too. So yeah, she's great all around. Definitely a good angler.
So my cool story that I get to share, and I'll throw her under the bus a little bit here. When I first started the TPO podcast 2.5, almost 3 years ago, I reached for the stars, man. I had Jody Queen on, he agreed, came on, he's an Army vet. And so it matched up perfect. And then she had just won the TOC. And I'm like, you know what? Why not? Let's reach for it. Let's see if we can get a, you know, a big name like that carrying a big trend. So I reached out and I said, hey, I know you don't know who we are. We're a small, obscure little podcast. But would you be interested? Took about 2-3 days to get a response. She came back going, yeah, I'll do that. And I was like, sweet, man. This is awesome. The next 4 weeks constituted us trying to find a time to make it happen, and by the end of it, it kind of fell off and just dissipated in messages. And it was like, I always we have a mutual friend in Jordan Westerman. I was like, dude, she was ghosting me hard on that deal. So I keep saying, you know what, we're getting to a place now with Paddle and Finn, and with where we're at now, it's like we've at least got a recognizable name out there. So it's like, I'm gonna circle back with Christine eventually. I'm gonna get her, and we're gonna finally sit down and have an interview here.
I'm sure she'd love to do it.
Good stuff. Well, let's get to the reason why I looked you up and hit you up here. The first and primary reason. You, ma'am, are a former corrections officer. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And you're currently a hospice nurse.
Yes, I do. I do private hospice care. Yes.
You have a life dedicated to service. You are the kind of people that we created a nonprofit to get out there and engage with. So before we go any further, first and foremost, from myself, the TPO, my entire family, and the Romans Warrior Foundation, thank you for your service and for the things you have done, continue to do, and will do. We thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. So talk to us a little bit about the corrections officer stuff. That's, you got to have some stories there, man. Holy biscuits.
That I don't know what this podcast rated.
Right.
I don't know if I can get into some of those stories, but
I was going to say I've had some combat vets come on here and just unload. It's been pretty all right, but no, we don't need to. But just talk about your time. What led you to becoming a corrections officer of all things?
I can't really say for sure. My father-in-law retired from Pelican Bay out in California, and he kind of gave me that inspiration. So, you know, I said, why not apply? I started out at a men's prison and eventually just was recruited by the local county and also where my father-in-law was working at the time. I just worked local as a jail deputy for a few years and really enjoyed it. Then decided to go back to school for another certificate and started working, you know, in the lab and as a phlebotomist for a couple of years until the pandemic hit. Kind of wore me out, so I just went into private hospice nursing after that. So that's where I'm at now. Yeah.
There's just certain individuals in our community which are predisposed and I think are built.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal. Develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
With a desire to serve somehow, a desire to help, give back, have something a little bit more meaningful than just a paycheck to pick up, right?
Absolutely.
It's a love language, Gene.
It's a love language.
Right.
That's what I keep saying. It's my love language, you know. That's just taking care of other people. I mean, it makes me happy. And especially in the situation they're in, you know, they're at home, they're in their last maybe year or months or even weeks, you know, and they want to stay at home and they want their family to be around them. They don't want to go to a nursing home or somewhere foreign to them, of course. And right. I make it possible, or at least assist in making it possible for that to happen, you know. So it's a humbling experience to be a part of that. And, you know, honestly, it's great to be a part of that journey for someone, for them to trust you and bring you into their life and ask you to be a part of that journey. It's, you know, it's a really humbling experience.
Wow.
So it's not for everyone, but, you know, you have it or you don't.
So I'll be straightforward. I am no good on the topic. I don't have answers. And it's mainly because I'm not a very religious individual. So I'm not going to sit there and say a bunch of things that I don't believe, you know, inside during that time to someone to try to console them. I do believe in the fact that there's some stuff going on that we don't have a clue about. All right. So
you betcha.
Yeah, there's some powers floating around and some things happening out there that we don't have the slightest, foggiest idea about what it is. So I'm hoping that there's something to be said there. You know, it's like that's, you know, who knows? I watch folks like you doing the job that you do, Missy, and I'm in awe. Because that takes so much internal fortitude to be strong for so many people around there and to compartmentalize your personal feelings for the patient and then deal with those on your own or in your, you know, whatever outlet you have designed for yourself. Is that, that's what I assume takes place. Is that kind of what happens?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You have to be strong and professional, you know, in the moment. If you don't get attached, you're doing it wrong. You know, I mean, I haven't had a client yet where I'm not attached and it's not touching in many ways. I mean, and it just, you know, it's nice to have them. It just breaks your heart to lose them, you know, but, you kind of, like you said, compartmental or internalize, I guess. And what do you do with that? You know, what do you do with all that emotion? And, you know, it's easy. I go fishing. You know?
Right.
I go fishing, you know, I jump in my kayak and just go for it. And if I can't do that, we have three ponds here or we'll hit up a creek, something, you know,
just
to be in nature, to be in your element. You know, just watching the sunrise, sometimes watching it set. Sometimes you're out there and you hear nothing but nature, you know, and down the river, there's just so much of it. It's quiet, it's peaceful. You're in your own time. You turn your phone off and it's just, you know, that's where it's at.
Right. I mean, that's the draw piece to this. Before we go too much further, I wanted to come back around the strength that it takes in the service in the comfort that you provide that family. I can tell you, I've been in a situation where we did have a hospice situation with a family member, you know, and watched as this took place. And that was so, so comforting to have that individual being there to help guide everybody through that process, man. That is such a huge, huge role that you play with that piece there. That is, like I said, it's inspiring. And I sit back in awe going, man, I'm glad there's folks like you, because I damn sure could not do that myself.
Yeah, it can be hard. It really can. But it's just my heart's in it, you know. And like I said, it's my love language. And I've tried doing other things. I've tried, you know, I thought about doing maybe changing my career and going back into the lab and things like that. But everything just keeps bringing me back to this. So I think I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. No doubt in my mind.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I'm a former first responder myself. I did dive rescue work, and I felt in a very similar vein to what you just said, that I know not a lot of people, you know, would choose to go into doing the stuff that we're doing, but man, it felt like home. We had an amazing team around us. We knew our jobs, and we were there to provide service to those families, bring closure in many cases. I definitely get that that piece when you just feel like you know this is where it's supposed to be. Well, and you had a perfect segue. This is what fishing does, man. It's the outlet. It's the what you just described. I was right there with you. My mental vision there of sometimes just being on that water, you don't hear anything else except the water, maybe some birds. You hear you mulling around in your kayak type thing, and you're focused on catching that squirrely ass fish that you're trying to convince to jump on that bait. That's what is consuming of the attention and the mind, and it quiets everything else down out there. It's at the heart of why recreational activities are so beneficial mentally and physically, for sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's peaceful. You can go off and do your own thing, and I mean, there's nothing like it. And of course, you know, it's an added bonus when you're catching it, you know,
right?
Something, but you know,
what brought you, right? What brought you to kayak fishing specifically? How did you get introduced to that?
I've been fishing for as long as I was old enough to hold a rod, of course, but, my husband and I, we've been together about 10 years, and I kind of reintroduced him to fishing. He got out of it for a little while. And so that ended up being his outlet. And we were renting canoes going up and down the creek. And then we were like, hey, what if we get some cheap kayaks, you know? So we went to Dick's and got some cheap sit-in kayaks, fishing kayaks, and we just started going up and down Sugar Creek, and then it grew. And my husband got into grassroots bass yakking, which is the club that we frequent the most, and started doing some local tournaments here with Grubby. And then the very next season, he got me in it. I jumped on Sugar Creek, and the rest is history. So it just kind of snowballed from there. And I mean, of course, we do a lot of recreational fishing, but, you know, everybody starts somewhere. You might start in a sit-in Sun Dolphin that you got from, you know, your local shop and move your way up. But, and that's what we did. And, you know, now we're out there making up more upgrades, of course, as you go along. But, you know, it just kind of snowballed. Now we're like spending all of our money on tackle.
Right. I always try to tell people that is exactly what I'm trying to do to other people. I want to give them a very unhealthy addiction to fishing gear.
You're lucky that you don't have two anglers in your house, because it's just twice the money. So yeah.
Oh my gracious. No, you're exactly right, man. It's one of those things that it doesn't matter where you start, just start. Okay. I mean, just get going somehow, and then you can go from there. You know, the first ever competitive fishing tournament I ever entered was with my son. He was fifth grade. I want to say fifth grade. And the two of us jumped in this little team tournament in Minnesota, and we were in a 15 and a half foot Capri Classic bow rider boat that had a Force 125 on the back. It was a 1986 Bayliner. I had ripped all the front cushions out, installed some batteries, built a platform for my trolling motor. Our live well was a huge stock tank with a Walmart aerator jammed in it and an extra PFD over top of it just to insulate it from the sun. And you know what? With our hats backwards and a good wind, we could hit 32 mile an hour strong. We entered our first tournament, and we were the only non-bass boat in the whole thing. You know, and for the first, I would say, six tournaments, this is what I competed out of. And yeah, there was some envy there. I was watching these guys just, you know, hammer down and blow by me or whatever. But I was always able to get to where I wanted to fish, and I was still able to fish and catch fish the same with, you know, regardless of what I was running in. So yeah,
absolutely.
Whatever it takes, wherever you start, just start. Get going.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if you're not sure where to start, reach out to someone, you know, reach out to another angler, because like we said before, this community is so welcoming and so generous that, you know, you're going to find someone out there to help and grab you and go on the water. I mean, reach out to me if you want, even Missy Deneau on Facebook or Midwest Lady Angler on Instagram. I'll be happy to take you fishing, you know, just get out there.
And you're based in Indiana, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
So a little connection here. One of these times it could be if I make it out there to see the other part of my team out there, like I'm hoping, because there's also another team new canoe guy, Matt Gibson. He's out there, and he's big. But here at the very bottom, you'll see the last one of our divisions is the Hoosiers with Hearts Disaster Relief Team. That is run by and owned by Mr. Dave White. He's a competitive pitmaster barbecue competitor. And anytime there's an issue that's in that neck of the woods, like the most recent one was the Kentucky tornadoes, the disaster relief team basically puts together food, supplies, any and everything it can, loads them into a semi and heads into the middle of the junk and feeds first responders, feeds the you know, anybody who needs help. They basically are there to provide additional relief, you know, to that area. So we have a connection there to Indiana that's always you know, anytime I hear it, it's like, hey, not many of you Indiana anglers out there.
No, there's not. Of course, southern fishing is a lot better, but we'll take what we get, you know.
Right. So is it a lot of river fishing? Is that primarily what you run into out there?
It's a mix. I started out with moving water, but I've kind of transitioned to, I do a lot more lake fishing than I do moving water. But yeah, we actually are really close to an excellent fishery where we live. So we kind of have that luxury, you know. But I'm the tournament director for another, for another river series, the Tippecanoe River. And it's, I mean, a very diverse, wonderful, beautiful river. But we do have a lot of really great fisheries in this area, you know, for not being down south, I guess. But
right. Yeah. You're the tournament director for a kayak fishing series there?
Yes, yes.
What is that?
Grassroots Bass Yakin is the name of our club. We're actually growing in numbers like it's going out of style, but this has been my second season going into directing for the Tippecanoe River series. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so is bass, the Bass Yakin, is that what all a part of your, yep. So Grassroots Bass Yakin.
Better known as Grubby or GRBY.
Get out of there. Let's go back to face. Are you, does your club have a Facebook page up there?
We do. Yep. We do.
Grassroots Bass. I'm trying to see if we can pull this up for you guys there. We'll talk. Okay. So I got you there. There's a, GRBY. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hoosiers that's Kayak us. Back in. I'm trying to find your page here real quick. You're getting a lot of love in the post for sure. I'll give you that because people have got you punched up all over the place there.
Yeah, we get a lot of love. We have, like I said, we have a great community. Absolutely.
That is awesome. Well, check them out, folks, online, Facebook, Grassroots Bass Yakin. Go check that out if you're in the Indiana area. Absolutely. Reach out to Missy. Get involved. Go have some fun. That's awesome stuff. So besides and that probably keeps you extremely busy, obviously. I now am understanding the business side behind the scenes with my work with the All-American. It's, man, what a full-time job that almost is there in and of itself.
It can be a lot. Yes, it can be a lot. But like I said, we all work together. We have a great team of directors. We have a great president that's very active that helps in everything. And
nice.
like I said before, with these two ladies events that we're going to start with, we have had an extreme outcry of support, sponsors that want to get involved, new lady anglers that want to get started. So we're really excited to have that support from our club. It's pretty great.
That's super cool. And I'll tell you what, this is what I've learned here. When people really like something, the best way you can support is to get involved in it when it comes to tournament fishing, because liking an idea or liking a deal and then not signing up for it is not going to help them. Yeah. The only way you get the bigger sponsors and get the cooler stuff is by showing those bigger sponsors, you know, that there are people that want to fish this series. So
yeah, absolutely. And you got to put your time in. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. For sure. So that's, like I said, that's had mentioned that you had fished the Hobie Boss, but do you ever get a chance to jump in any of the All-Americans or any of the Bassmaster events as well?
I haven't yet, but I'd love to. I'd love to expand. This year I have a few new places on my list and a few new clubs that I want to kind of, you know, branch into. And yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, in June, we're coming to Kentucky Lake. That's about as close as we're going to get to you this year with the All-American. But that is going to be one hell of an event. We've got some great local support on that one going down with Moore's Resort. Benton, Kentucky, is their Visitors Bureau is really helping us out. It's going to be a ton of fun with that one there. We're hoping to see some numbers go through the roof.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Great. That one's on my list this year. I want to get down there. I haven't fished Kentucky Lake yet, but I'm in the process of hopefully getting a motor this year, so I don't have to paddle quite so far, so I can try to tackle some of those bigger lakes, you know.
Yeah.
Not as young as I used to be, so I can't paddle that far, but but we're working on it, so.
I hear that, man. I came over as an old guy, fat and old, not a shape out of my bass boat. I had a 96-inch beam on that boat of mine with extra cushioning on the front to take it easy on my knees. And then I jump in a kayak. I'm like, yeah, no, where's the motor going here? Because we're not pedaling or paddling anything.
No, it can be tedious on those bigger lakes, so absolutely.
I always told people, I'm not paying $200 to prove you're in better shape than me, okay? I'll tell you. You are. I'm here to fish against you. Let's do that.
Right. At my pace, which might be really, really slow for right now, but I'll get there.
That's right. Well, that's awesome stuff, Missy. And we had talked about this, and hopefully we can work something out here. This is a family deal, this whole serving community, serving others, serving our nation. Your husband, he is a United States veteran. Is that correct?
Yes, my husband's an Army veteran. Yeah.
That is awesome.
He's actually probably hiding. He's the fluke master. So he's known in the fishing community locally, but he's a stud on the water when it comes to smallmouth fishing. I mean, this guy can go out and dominate just about any river or creek. And yeah. I look up to him a lot. I learn a lot from him.
Hold on. The Fluke Master is your husband?
The Fluke Master. Yeah, the Fluke Master. He's the guy. Yeah.
Gene Jensen.
No, the other Fluke Master.
I was going to say, because that's Gene Jensen.
The other one. The unofficial Fluke Master.
The unofficial. Got it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hold on here. Wait a minute.
It'd be a little weird, huh?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my husband's Gene. What?
No big deal or anything.
Yeah. But. No big whoop. I taught him everything he knows. Awesome. Listen, Missy.
Like I said, he's great.
That's awesome, you know, and it's birds of a feather, man. I've said this before about those who serve is that, you know, there's a part of your internal makeup. And you serve your community. You've chosen a life to do something more than just chase a dollar, more than just do a trade. You give back. And that is, you know, part of a makeup of, you know, that I see as a common denominator across all these areas. And that's why we say we serve those that serve. And that's what we're trying to do, you know, out there with that whole piece. I would love, like I said, to get a chance. We're trying to figure something out in Indiana there. And if so, I will have to look you guys up. And that would be a super cool thing to come out and do a deal there and get out fishing. And we'll bring the trailer full of yaks, get a few more people, and just go make a day of it. That could be
a
ton of fun.
Yep, we'll do it. You just can't tell anybody about our honey holes. It's our secret.
No. We turn all GPS off wherever we go.
Black out the background and all the pictures so nobody recognizes that tree back there where Cletus got a 22 last year, you know. You can't have that.
Too good. So I love kayak. The majority of kayak shots are like from the floor. So all you get is a sky in the background.
Oh my gosh. It's all the feet pictures for me, being a director and judging all those fish and all the toes and the feet pictures. And I've seen some doozies. I've seen some wild stuff.
I'm telling you, when after my first year doing this, someone asked me what I did. I'm like, you know what? I've got a new job as a professional hand model, but it's just my left one, you know? And I'm thinking... left glove advertisement, for the love of Pete, get something on there. I mean, because all the fish picks you're submitting, that left hand almost always, you know, if you're a righty, I mean, it's always on there, right? Yeah. And sooner or later, people are going to have some socks or boots with advertising on them as well, so that,
you know,
people can see
it. As serious as some of these folks are, they're going to start getting tattoos of their sponsors on their left hand now that you put that out there. So you're going to see it. It's coming.
Might I suggest an erasable tattoo?
Yeah. Watches off after about 6 or 8 tournaments. And then you
Right. There you go. Well, listen, Missy, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day, stopping by and talking fishing here. We haven't dug overly too deep, you know, onto the fishing side there. But that would be, you know, the biggest piece I wanted to highlight in this, and I'll throw this question to you. What would be your piece of advice for somebody who's been thinking about, or maybe has never even thought about getting involved in kayak fishing, that does have the history or currently working in a life of service to others, be it our active military veterans, first responders, Gold Star families, you know, any one of those areas? What would be your take on this as to you know, just piece of advice when it comes to the sport itself?
I mean, I'm a big advocate on anything outdoors, you know, hiking, fishing, camping, hunting, find your thing, you know. For some people it's kayak fishing, and for, you know, of course for us it is. And I would say that if you've never really been out, or you're wondering about kayak fishing, you know, like you said earlier, just take that first step. Go rent a kayak if you have to. There's places all over, you know. Go buy a cheap kayak. You don't have to start out in a $3,000 Hobie. You know, everybody starts somewhere. But just get out there, give it a try, reach out, branch out. It's a good way to network with other like-minded people, a good way to connect with other like-minded people. And it's just, it's a great, great outlet. Nothing beats being on the water, you know, at the break of dawn. It's so quiet and calm, and you're just waiting for lines in, or you're just waiting to make your first cast or get into your great spot. And it's just, it's peaceful, and it's solitude, and it's really everything, you know. So you just got to go for it.
Yeah.
Give it a try. Yep.
You know, and if it's anywhere along one of our stops there, reach out to us here. That's what the TPO, it's what Roman's Warrior Foundation, what's what we're here for. Let's get you out there. We've got some kayaks. We've got all the fishing gear you need. We'll get you out there if we're, absolutely, you know, running through those areas. Well, I couldn't have said that any better. But now as I was sitting here and I was listening to you, I do have a couple fishing questions. So husband's kind of a fluke guy, clearly.
Yeah.
By being where he's at, what would you say your strong suit is on fishing when it comes? Do you have a favorite kind of go-to, or do you, you know, more diverse? What is your, if you're left to, you know, you got an hour to go, how are you hunting for them?
I'm embarrassed to say, but I mean, it's going to be a Ned rig when it comes down to it. I know it's boring. I know it's, you know, there's not a lot of skill in it necessarily, but it'll catch your fish. I mean, you know, I'm also a big crankbait person. I probably have way more than anyone should, but, you know, that's my other go-to. But yeah, the Ned rig, you know, it never leaves you set. You'll always catch a fish on a Ned rig.
Take it from an old guy. Anybody who doesn't tell you, say, like something like Ned rig, Nico, Wacky, Drop Shot, they're full of crap, or they haven't been doing this that long. Okay, yeah. More money has been won on those baits than anything else out there. As much as, trust me, I will throw a topwater till I'm blue in the face, even if the water's 50-40 degrees, I don't care. I'll still throw a buzz bait around out there. But the fact of the matter is that, yeah, that is how you do catch fish, you know, when you need to. That there's nothing wrong with that Nico rig. It takes as much skill with that to get it in the right location and work it as it does anything else.
That's true.
That's awesome. Yeah. Are the Indiana water, are they pressured heavy? I've heard that it can be kind of tough fishing out there, and we can associate with that here in Colorado.
Yeah, it can be sometimes. But really the clubs around here are pretty good about they don't go trample down spawn too hard, you know. I know a lot of the local clubs try to coordinate some of their events so that we can kind of double or even triple dip on some events so that you're not having so many. So, you know, being in this sport is also being, you know, conscious of the environment, and that's really big in these clubs around too. That's another thing. A lot of times you'll have some of these events out here that just kind of have like environmentally friendly, who can pick up the most trash, or, you know, I'm just kind of getting off on the side note, but yeah.
No, you're right, man. Conservation's a big part of what we do. And I think it's because of the fact that it's a more intimate experience fishing out of a kayak than it is fishing out of, you know, something where you're far off the water, man. You see the water quality, you see what's going on in that environment. You're right next to it.
Yeah. You're floating out on the lake, and there's a, you know, I found balloons out floating on the lake. I mean, you know, anything. You just pick up some fishing line that's tangled up into something. Just do those little things that help the environment along, you know, as much as you can. But you're, like you said, you're close enough to the water where you can just reach out and grab that trash. It's nothing to throw it in a bag in the back of your kayak, you know. So yeah.
My PFD knife that's always on my, you know, high left on my PFD that has been used more for cutting fishing line off of things that I've pulled in with, you know, lures or that I've noticed out there and, you know, I've balled up. And, yeah, I'll use that more than anything, the snip line, than it's ever been used for anything else.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, that is awesome stuff. And to circle back, that you had a great description out there, you know, about people getting started and whatever it is. If you've never been, try kayak fishing. That's the point, is get out and give it a whirl, because there's a ton of veterans and first responders and active military. There are a lot more than you realize that are in our sport. And it's not just by happenstance, man. There's a reason. So if you want to go someplace where, you know, there's people, like you said, of like mind, people that have walked similar paths, this is a great place to go, man. And it's a great area. You can meet cool people like Missy that are running tournaments out there. I mean, that's an awesome deal for sure.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. Great community.
For sure. Listen, Missy, thank you so very much for taking time out of your weekend to stop in here and chat with us on the show. We seriously, seriously do appreciate this. It's important to get this information out there. Like I said, if you and I, we had one objective today, and that is get one person into the sport. So if that's what this show, if somebody watching this show, you know, thinks that somebody that could, you know, benefit or would like to, you know, hear the thing, pass it on to them, because that's really the goal, is to, you know, get one. So I think we've pleaded a pretty good case here between the two.
I think so. I think we've been pretty convincing, Gene.
That's right. Well, stick with me here, Missy. After we wrap this thing up, I'll connect with you and we'll get some contact information there. Folks, make sure to go check out the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. If you want to support the True Patriot Outfitters and the TPO Doc Talk podcast and what we're doing, hey, man, we get it. Times are tough. The best way you can do it, subscribe. Smash that subscribe button for us. Hit the like and follow on Facebook. We do have an Instagram. You can follow us there as well. But the big one for us is on YouTube there. That subscribe button is the big push. That helps us get to a wider reach so people can see and meet cool people like Missy out here in Indiana and learn about what they've got going on as well. So definitely make sure and smash that for us. As always, folks, we appreciate you. We couldn't do this stuff without you. Tight lines and be safe. And I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as we did having her on the show, man. That was it was a super cool time to sit down and talk with Missy and get to know her as a person, as an angler, and just give a chance to kind of showcase some of the stuff that she has done. Again, this is a pre-recorded episode that you're watching here, so if you're commenting, thank you so very much. But there's a reason why I'm not replying to your comments immediately or putting them on the show. That is because this is a pre-recorded episode out there. Folks at home, thank you for joining us at Facebook and YouTube. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast on one of our audio platforms the day after, we can't thank you enough for that. That is a fantastic form of the way that our Doc Talk has been getting out there to a lot of people. We sincerely, sincerely appreciate that. Again, just to remind you, use TPO2024 and get 10% off at Battleborn Tackle. Use this. It helps Battleborn know how many people are coming to them from the show here. It's a great way for them to track that. And to be quite honest with you, you help support the True Patriot Outfitters when you do that, and you support Battleborn Tackle. So it's a win-win across all boards whatsoever. Hey, like I said before, subscribes, likes, follows, tell all your friends about us. If there's stuff you want to see, throw it in the comments, man. We want to know. As always, folks, until the next episode comes up, tight lines and be safe.
Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.